Let me go to Anonymous, then we'll take a break at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm fine.
I just wanted to comment on that concert. I ended up going with my sisters and them, and the rap artist, Yo Gotti, he didn't show up, so it was already tension inside the club because he didn't come. People was already upset that they had spent all that money. But, I mean, I'm not saying that's an excuse for the guys getting killed, but it was packed in. They said it was supposed to be 1,000, and I think it was like 3,000.
Wait. Was it so packed that you could barely move in any direction in the club?
Yes. I mean, I had never seen it that packed. Yeah, it was like you couldn't move, but it was like you was just hitting into people. Or people was all right here. You just bust in. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How much was it?
I paid $30 for my tickets. And then they was charging $30. And then if you didn't have the tickets already, they was charging like $40 or $50 at the door. It depends. They be charging in on concerts, and then they be having 100 where they have a side door for the VIP.
Did you get a refund?
No, still haven't not yet. And he didn't even show up. That's why people start going off, getting mad, and they told us to call these numbers, and ain't nobody getting back with us for about the tickets.
First of all, that does not condone, you know, any kind of firearms use at all. And, you know, making a club so crowded or any space so crowded that you can't move. That's almost like what happened at before the Super Bowl downtown.
Yeah.
At that free concert where it got so crowded, even though you were outdoors, that it was dangerous.
And like you said, I agree with you on that. It's not always the young kids, because that's why I barely go out. I just went out because somebody had gave me the tickets. Uh-huh. It'd be our age. I'm 33, and it'd be my age crowd. They get in the clubs, get drunk, get the acting a fool, or get the organ over a woman or something like that. And that's why I too much don't go. So that night after I heard that killing, I said, see, that's why I stay home. After I heard them guys say got killed. But you're right. It's not always the young ones. It's mainly our age too, especially in the clubs and stuff. Or they try to show off in front of their friends, or or in front of a female, or they're jealous because somebody's riding better than them on rims. Or these people out here are petty. Some of them are.
All right, good point, my sister. And if anybody knows, you know, anything about the shooting of these two brothers, you can call Crime Stoppers at 262-TIPS, 262-TIPS. You don't have to give your name, just give the information. If the information leads to the arrest, you'll be compensated, but you don't have to give your name. There'll be no retaliation or anything like that. 262-TIPS, 262-TIPS. Let me go to Destiny. Hi there.
Hi, Amos. How are you?
I'm fine.
I was calling because I was also at Cloud 9 this past weekend, and I just heard the previous caller. She said she paid $30. I paid $55 for a VIP ticket. I went through the VIP line for security to tell me that I had to pay an extra $20 for a wristband. So I came off a total of $75. My brother also went, and they charged him $200 at the door.
Wait a minute. For $200, I better see Kanye West and Kim Kardashian in the VIP room for $200.
Exactly. Amos, it was so ridiculous. I mean, when I say you could not move, you could not move. When I say they were fighting, people were crawling on the floor, they have made the smoke detectors go off in the front of the place because the police that was patrolling the parking lot is the one that called the fire marshals, because it was so ridiculous. And then we get outside the club, people got Moet bottles. They're knocking people out with bottles. Police are tasering people. These people are, they're actually, they, it was ridiculous.
So, gums
and everything.
So wait a minute. There was bottle service at the tables.
Yeah, they were throwing bottles in the club, just champagne bottles, whatever bottle that was being popped that they was drinking, they were throwing those bottles in the club. People were getting hit. They were putting people out of the club before all this because they were so frustrated. Security should have contact with the people that they're hired by. If they knew that it was, they knew from the jump that it was too many people in the first place. Security, I think, personally, was pocketing money. Because you're not going to tell me I'm paying $55 for a ticket and then have to pay extra $20 for a wristband. It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, and usually when you go into an establishment,
okay. There's
supposed to be somebody at the door with the clicker.
Exactly.
With the counter. You know, or, you know, counting the number of people in. Now, if the security did there, was the security real police?
No. These are security that they hire. And for them,
Wait, hold it. These are inside or outside?
No, I think these are inside security that Cloud 9 hired. These are not off-duty police officers.
Okay. Who called the fire marshal? The off-duty police? The real police? No.
Yeah, the real police that was patrolling the lot, because it was, when I tell you that whole parking lot was full, they had parked at Myers, they had parked in that empty vacant lot across from, next door to the restaurants and everything.
So wait a minute, you're telling me they were parked from the Hoochie Coochie Club all the way past the Red Lobster and all the way down to Meijer?
Yes, all that was packed.
Were they parked across the street in the car dealer place?
Man, everywhere. It was ridiculous. Everywhere. It was everywhere. It didn't make no sense at all. Everywhere.
My.
And then they said Yo Gotti didn't come to show up. And he showed up. He was taking pictures with fans. Matter of fact, he was at the Country Kitchen. He had one of his people come in there and get him something to eat yesterday.
Well, there was a tweet I found. Uh-huh. That was, I guess Yo Gotti's Twitter handle is Yo Gotti KOM.
Okay.
And it is implying that there was going to be a free show, and I know that didn't happen.
I knew it wasn't going to be no free show after they had all that stuff on the news, and it was people coming in there in the Country Kitchen talking about Yo Gotti's performing tonight. I'm like, he's not performing. All I want is my money back. I feel like I paid $75 down the drain. I want my money.
Well, and see, here's the deal. If this causes places like Cloud 9 to be completely shut down, and y'all going to be calling me saying, oh, see, the man is closing down our entertainment spots. My goodness. I appreciate the update. Thank you. I'm learning a lot about this. 239-1310. 239-1310 is the afternoon's name. If you were out at Cloud 9 over the weekend, we're learning some information that's not too good. If you're out there, let me know what you saw and what you heard. This sounds like what happened in New York at the Chris Brown Drake throwing bottles. And in New York now, there's a movement to ban table service, where if you want to order a bottle of champagne, they bring you the bottle. You know, because they don't want bottles flying around like Drake. And so is this a Drake and Chris Brown moment here? It's Afternoons with Amos for Monday. Thank you. 239-1310. 239-1310 is Afternoons with Amos. Let me go to Alicia. Hi there.
Hi, Amos. How are you?
I'm fine. It took me a while to figure out it was the same HP that I got a computer of upstairs.
Oh, wow.
What's up?
Okay, Amos. I just wanted to comment on the Cloud 9 situation.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I am going to speak on both behalf of the Cloud 9 and also the situation. Now, I don't work for Cloud 9 or anything like that, but people want to blame Cloud 9. I want to blame Cloud 9 on the capacity and it being over capacity. I will blame Cloud 9 for that, because to me that was unacceptable. And not only that, if you could tell it was a money thing, oh, we're going to try to pocket, like that young lady said, you could tell some of them were pocketing our money. And I also paid around $75. I paid for the VIP and I had to pay for a bracelet.
Mm.
So it was the same situation, but I have to blame Cloud 9 about the capacity. It was ridiculous. You know, we were packed in there like sardines. And yes, I understood the aggression, but we as young people also need to learn how to Don't bring it to violence. And it's a shame, because I haven't been out in a long time, and it was my birthday.
Oh my
and
goodness.
I'm like, okay, well, let me go ahead and go out. It was a birthday present to me, and also my cousin went with me. But that just shows the reason why I do not go out. Every time I go out, it's, I don't know if it's just the alcohol or people are trying to impress others where they have to result into violence, but it's just not the answer. And not only that, it's, anybody can be an innocent bystander. And I really feel for the family, of the two brothers. You know, it shouldn't even result into that. And again, I can blame Cloud 9 to a certain extent, but you cannot blame Cloud 9 for the shooting. You know what I'm saying? That took place after the club. You know, it took place after. But, you know, again, they should not have had it packed like that. So you can only blame Cloud 9 for not returning our money and having us in there over capacity, but you cannot blame Cloud 9 for the shooting. We have to blame our youth for that.
Well, you raise a good point, because from what I'm understanding, this tragedy occurred at the intersection. right. of 38th and Georgetown. And I'm looking at the aerial map now. One block my foot. That's a good 1, 2, 3, 4 blocks from where the club is.
Right.
Now on the other, now, so that's one issue. The shooting and where it occurred is one issue.
Right.
The other issue is if somebody, you know, didn't know how to count noses and, or when they discovered that you couldn't physically move in the place, then the club should have said, that's it. You know, as that's as many as we can, you know, fit in the place, you know, and leave the rest of the money on the table.
Drove past it like around 7:30. I actually had to go to that Meijer around 7:30, and there was already people lined just already in the parking lot. And you would think, like you said, 1,000 people is enough. Then, like you said, they should have those counters, and then it stops. But they were just letting people in, and I overheard a conversation. Somebody saying, you know, are you going to let more people in? We'll get as many as we can until we are completely full. I'm like, well, we couldn't even move, so what is completely full?
Completely full is what that sign in every public building is supposed to say, capacity, and then there's a number. It's what the fire marshal assigns, not what you, the club, thinks.
There was an actual employee who made that comment and said, we're going to get as many people as we can in here.
Mm-mm.
So I'm like, you know, how you're trying, it's a safety hazard.
We should have learned from tragedies going back to that nightclub, what was it, 10, 15 years ago in Rhode Island, where there was a concert and the stage caught on fire and they had too many people. We should have learned from that. We should have learned from the State Fair tragedy. The one thing I've learned in this business, the one person who has the authority to stop anything is the fire marshal.
Right.
Is that firefighter representing the area fire department at an event? You know, and I've seen them many times at the convention center. You know, and I've been in a couple places where it was crowded and the fire marshal said, that's it.
Right.
And no one argues
why they are not enforcing that in the clubs. I see them enforcing that at other things, churches, different places. If it's over capacity, that's no more people. Then they usually have like an overflow room or something.
Well, so,
but at the club, it was just, that was it.
Well, and what the previous caller said was they thought that the real police, the IMPD or Marion County Sheriff that were working security in the parking lot, they saw the overcrowding. They call for the fire marshal because, again, police officers can't make that call.
Right.
They can only observe and think it's crowded.
Mm-hmm.
Only the fire marshal by law is the only person that can say, that's it. It's too crowded. Shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't do that immediately when that fire marshal says, you're going to, the patrons aren't going to jail, but the owner of the building, the person responsible, they going to jail, bam, right there.
Yeah.
Because the fire marshal has that authority.
Yep. So I just think it's an unfortunate situation, and it's really sad that it has to come to this. And then, you know, we complain because we want to do things, but then a situation like this happens, and it just makes our community look bad. And us as, you know, younger crowd, it makes us look bad automatically that, you know, it's like, oh, Cloud 9, oh, they're
well, but now let me be fair. You heard about the club on the south, on the far south side?
No.
There was a club on the far south side with a liquor license letting under 21s in to drink.
See, no.
Yes.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No, I haven't heard of that.
Oh, they've been busted on TV, too.
Oh, wow.
So I think in this case, it's not all going to be blamed on our community.
Yeah.
Anyway, let me go to thank you, Alicia. Back to the phones and Anonymous. Hi there.
Hey, Amos.
Hi.
I just wanted to touch base with you about the shooting that occurred Sunday morning over at 38th and Georgetown.
Yeah.
Have you heard of it?
Yes, we've been talking about it a little bit. What's up?
I didn't hear it. Sorry, I'm a little bit upset about the whole thing. That people are upset that they might close down this club. You know, that it's not the club's fault and all this stuff. But it just seems like common sense would tell a club not to, you know, sell more tickets than they had or have more people, because people get angry. And when they get angry, people start to act a fool. And now these two boys, one who happens to be very close to our family, you know, is now gone because of ignorance.
You know, one of the things that was disturbing was one of our earlier callers who was there said that, you know, that you could not move in the club, which is a telltale sign of there's too many people in here. The other thing is she was reporting that bottles were flying in the club.
Right.
Which sounds like, you know, Drake and Chris Brown part two. Only
right.
Drake and Chris Brown were not there. They talked about at one point, I guess her boyfriend or her friend had paid $200 to go to a VIP. Now, I'm sorry, I'm old fashioned. For $200 to be in a VIP, I want Kanye West and Kim Kardashian in there and Harry Belafonte for $200.
Right.
If I'm going to have with that kind of VIP, I want some real VIPs up in there.
Yeah.
Now, that's
it
just me.
It's ridiculous. And, you know, just hearing, like I said, this young man, Andre, who got killed, you know, had such a heart for young people. He
that's what
an organization called Play It Forward.
I read.
Where they tried to keep kids off of the streets by playing basketball.
Thank
you. So for him to have died in this kind of a situation, to me, is absolutely senseless. And even more senseless that what we're focusing on is the club might be closing versus these two young people lost their life.
First of all, thank you for that, because I read that about this young man in the story, I guess, Channel 6 did yesterday. And I read it on their website, theindychannel.com. So it sounds like this was the gentleman that was going to Ball State. Is that correct?
He was. He would have been a senior at Ball State.
He would be a senior.
Kids, so he would have been a senior at Ball State.
You know, and again, we don't know whether what happened at 38th and Georgetown was precipitated by what happened in the club. We don't know whether this is a case of mistaken identity. We don't really know what it is, but you do raise a point that you expect an establishment, regardless whether it's a black establishment, a white establishment, to operate in a business-like, lawful manner. Just like it's wrong for this restaurant club on the far south side to admit underage young people and serve them alcohol.
Right.
That is wrong.
Absolutely.
I can't defend that. And if it, you know, it's one thing when the city and the city has in the past tried to put, you there? Tried to put black nightclubs out of business that did all the right things. It's hard to defend when you don't do all the right things. Anyway, I think we lost her 239-1310 in our sympathies to the families of those who lost their lives at 38th in Georgetown. Got a couple of emails at 239-1310. Cloud 9 for this is Janet that writes, Cloud 9 for most concerts is typically overly crowded, causing people to have to literally squeeze, and she put squeeze in all caps, through a crowd to move. You literally have to suck in and stand tall to move the crowd. I do not go anymore, haven't gone in over 4 years. I was hit in the eye by security as an innocent bystander during my last visit. They do have real uniformed police officers on the premise, but many of them are crooked police. Ooh. Their security guards up the price at the door just to let you get past them and into the area where you actually pay to present your ticket. There's typically two lines at the door, regular and VIP. Then there's also a side door where they let the overflow people in. This is not new for Cloud 9. These types of crowds also occur for events like Expo and Classic Weekend and other holiday weekends. And then Janet adds, the police there likely called the fire marshal at the promoters decided that the guy wasn't going to perform. He seems to be pretty popular here, and there would have likely have been major issues if they had announced to the crowd that he wasn't going to go on. 239-1310. 239-1310's after news. Neighbors, let me go back to the phones. And Marcus, hi there.
How you doing?
I'm fine, sir.
All statistics for Indianapolis violence, I know it's not the greatest, but in Chicago, last weekend, weekend for last, 40 people were shot.
Yep.
In one weekend, 40. And 10 died out of the 40 as far as violence. But I'm just saying, ours has been kind of down here in Indianapolis, but I was up in Chicago, and I tell you, it's, you know,
Oh, Chicago. Yeah. Chicago is off the hook, and they don't know, you know, what the deal is in Chicago. I don't think they have. I don't think they have an idea how to stop it.
Right, and I'm just saying on statistics. It's not the best here, but I'm just saying.
No, all right. I appreciate your point, my brother. Thank you. 239-1310. 239-1310 is Afternoon's Amos. Got a text message at 85620, keyword Amos. Andres Danette, who's one of the gentlemen that lost his life at 38th in Georgetown, was my nephew. Our community needs to bring the murderers to justice. Greek clergy, civic leadership all need to step up. Appreciate that. So let me move on to Anonymous. Hi there.
Hello.
How are you? You're on the air. What's up?
What I was calling about is the situation with Cloud 9.
Yes, ma'am.
It's just the tip of the iceberg.
Okay.
It's one of those situations where it's falling from the top down. We have so many crooked people at the top that the people below them are cutting corners and doing what they can do or want to do. And nobody's being held accountable for anything.
When you say at the top of a club, or are you talking society in general?
No, I'm at the top of the city, like the mayor. He's not doing what he's supposed to do. If he step up and do what he's supposed to do, maybe somebody else will step up and do what they're supposed to do. There's so many crooked people out there and so many people that are not doing the things that they should be doing that it's just trickling down. And now it's all about the dollar. They don't care about life or nothing.
So it's in your view, it's the overall climate.
Right.
Okay.
And that's the overall climate is to get what you can as fast as you can and get out and move on. If they close them down, they'll probably open up somewhere else. Or, I mean, the youth are looking at the people that are in charge. There's no respect there because they're not doing what they're supposed to do.
All right. Good point. I'm sorry the line went out. This has been one of those days. I appreciate it. Let me go to another anonymous who we were talking to, and the phone went on freeze or frizzy or something. Hi there.
Hi, Amos. Well, it was me calling you back.
Yes, ma'am.
But we were talking about this thing with Cloud 9. And again, my issue is just that I think we're so focused on the wrong thing, and not just because this young man is, like I said, close to my family, or we consider him family, but with anybody, I think that we're focusing on the wrong thing. We need to be focused on why it is that, you know, that these kids' lives are not being valued versus what went on in the club.
I think that I also think, and I said this earlier, that a lot of times when we have these tragedies, we focus on teenagers. We focus on the younger, and we really don't look at the bulk of this violence is done by young adults, those 18 to maybe 26 to 30. And you've heard the program. Every time we have this, we're talking about teen this, teen that, and we're talking about those under adult age. But we're talking about the age of people who are adult, who can go and wear the uniform of our country and fight in Korea or Afghanistan or Iraq or Somalia or Syria or wherever. And we don't, you know, we really don't look at addressing that problem. It's like the gentleman that called talking about Chicago. They've got the same issue. The only difference is in Chicago, it's a huge spiral of violence that nobody in Chicago even seems to have a clue how to stop.
Right. But it feels like that's how it's getting here. It feels like we're getting out of control. I mean, every time you turn around, there's another shooting. It's unfortunate that these are young adults that this is happening to. But, I mean, it seems like it's just increasing every time we turn around.
Well, when I looked at the numbers, because maybe about a couple of weeks ago I was having a discussion with a couple of ministers that work out in the streets, and they were saying that they were sensing the level of violence rising in terms of aggravated assaults. That's assaults that do sometimes include deadly weapons, but people, you know, have not died because of those altercations, but the number of aggravated assaults has increased last year. It's increasing this year. But the number of homicides was actually down from where it was last year. But in the last 2 weeks, that gap has virtually eliminated. And with the spasm of violence over the weekend, the loss that your family and, you know, and friends suffered at 38th and Georgetown, there was a gentleman that was killed last night on the near southeast side. Where now that gap has been virtually eliminated.
That's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
And it's not, you know, and the victims are not just all black. So, right. You know, they're predominantly black, but they're not all black. Are the numbers a lot? No. I mean, we're talking 51 homicides so far this year. At this point, last year it was 52. At this point in 2010, it was 63. At this point in 2009, it was 51. At this point in 2008, it was 49. The numbers have kind of been steady, and that's no excuse for that.
Right, I think that's the hard part for us is because it touched us. You know what I mean? It's easier to swallow when it doesn't touch you.
Yes.
But when it touches you, it's even harder to deal with. And I just want to say this, and I'll get off your line. You know, Andre really did some great things in the community with getting young people off the streets and, you know, using basketball as that tool. So, you know, the young men that we still mentor and the ones that are very close to him, we've decided that we're going to honor him and we're going to, you know, continue what he's doing. And we're going to do a basketball tournament coming up here before school starts, and we're going to do this in honor of him.
Let us know when that is. And again, you kind of, when you frizzed out, I'd kind of, on behalf of all of the listeners and myself, express sympathy, you know, to you and the family. Please, you know, words at this time are insufficient and inadequate. But please, you know, on behalf of, you know, everyone that is listening, everyone in the community, please express our deepest, heartfelt sympathies to all of you and to the immediate family.
And we appreciate that. And his mom is a trooper. Boy, when I tell you, she is a strong lady. If you saw her on the news last night at 11, she is a very, very, very strong lady. And so just keep her lifted and continue to pray for her and the family, and that, you know, God comforts her during this time, all of us and the young people that are affected, because these kids at 20 and 21 are now looking like, okay, well, you know, is this worth us living the right way if this is what's going to happen to us? So we've got to keep those young kids encouraged and let them know that living the right way is the only way to go, and definitely keep his mother lifted. And we thank you very much for your prayers.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you. 239-1310. 239-1310 is afternoon's Davis. We'll take a break. We'll be back with our remaining moments after these. Back to the phones and Anonymous right quick. Anonymous, you got about a minute.
Yes. I just wanted to make a comment about the shooting in the club, and I feel bad for the two young men that did lose their lives, but I just want to ask my people, is it really, what's the cost really of you leaving your children and going to a club that you know is going to be overcrowded, packed, there will be fights, getting intoxicated? You're taking a chance on never coming home again. I mean, you just got to figure out, and you just got to ask yourself, what is the cost really? What am I paying for? Because I heard the young lady said she paid $75 and then her brother paid $200. Do we really have the money to be wasting on that kind of entertainment anyways, really?
Well, what if somebody does have the money to do that?
If you know what? I'm not going to discriminate. If you have the money to be at the club, you've got all your bills to pay, your food, your cabinets are full of food, your children are taken care of, I say go ahead, have at it. But If you're struggling to pay your bills anyways, mm-hmm. and you really haven't taken care of everything that needs to be taken up, or maybe you don't even have employment, what are you really paying? What's the cost to go to this club to experience all what the people went through?
All right, good.
It's not worth it to me.
All right, good points. Let me go to Bob. Bob, you got about a minute.
Hey, my friend, how's it going? That sounds hypocritical. We was that age, we done the same thing. Hey, I heard a young lady said, dealing with crooking this stuff from the top, we're all responsible for our own, so we shouldn't blame it on nobody else. We're all responsible for our own. Thank you, my friend.
All right, let me go to Gwen. Gwen, you got about a minute.
Yes, my comment is, how are these young men or women, where are they getting these guns from? Are the guns legal? Are they illegal? Is anyone checking to see how these young people are acquiring these guns to be able to do what they're doing? I'd like to send my blessings out to the family.
I think a lot of these guns are bought on the street illegally. Just like drugs are sold on the street illegally, electronic equipment is sold illegally, iPhones are sold on the street illegally. You know, they're responsible gun owners don't like to do people business with people that are going to go shoot somebody.
Right.
And then law enforcement wants to get the illegal guns off the street, but then every time they try to tighten things down, then you got the NRA saying, hey, you got a God-given right to bear arms.
And that comes to my point exactly. You know, there need to be tougher gun laws. You know, people can't shoot each other if they don't have a gun.
I'm with you when you're right, my sister. Shanika will have the last word. You got about a minute, my sister.
I'm with the other caller. I feel the same way. Why would you get up and go to a club and leave your kids not knowing if you'll come back home to them?
How do you assume that everybody there's got kids?
I believe you got to be 21 or 25 years old to get in. Me, myself, I wouldn't put myself in a situation like that anyway, 31 years old. Even if I didn't have kids or if I did have kids, I still wouldn't go.
All right. I appreciate everybody's comments. Thank you all very, very much.